Well, let's go on now and talk about Ron. Tell me a little bit about Ron in terms of his aphasia to start with, and his ability to communicate.
Ron is very different than Pat. He has a lot of output, a lot of verbal expression, but there's not often a lot of content there. In order to understand what he's telling you, he has to use a lot of props. He'll bring newspaper articles, he'll bring pictures, and he'll bring all kinds of things to support that. So in combination with his output and what he's able to tell you with his low-tech system, you eventually get the message. But
and he has a lot of output.
Yes.
He really tires his listeners out if he's struggling, because he continues to talk and talk and talk and go over the same content.
Yes, and he tends to have a lot of disability talk.
Yeah. What does that mean?
When he has a hard time, he goes back to, oh, I'm sorry, I have this problem, and then it goes on to this long spiel about how he has a hard time and why.
And none of it relates to the topic at hand. Okay. Social situation?
He lives at home.
Oh, he does.
He still drives.
Oh, he does.
Even though he has right hemiparesis. He's very active, very independent. I mean, he still drives to Colorado for vacations. He camps out in the back of his little SUV that he has. And so he's a very active person.
I see.
He does not stop.